And now, words and their stories from VOA Learning English. Food is a popular subject with many people around the world. It is fun to talk about our favorite dishes. It is even more fun to share a favorite dish with others. Today, we talk about the word dish. A dish can be the object on which you serve food. But a dish can also mean a specially prepared food. Do you have a signature dish? Our signature is how we sign our names. So a signature dish is a dish we are known for making well. In a way, it identifies us. My signature dish is sweet potato rosemary dinner rolls. I am often asked to make them, especially for holiday parties. In my circle of friends, I am known for this dish. When the rolls are on the table, people know that I made them. A tasty dish is something that makes a table look good and inviting. Sometimes the same can be said about a person. Someone who is good-looking can be called a dish. While this usage might be a bit dated, it is still used. Now, let's talk about the verb dish. To dish can mean to talk about private or personal information. It might be gossip. But I can also dish about myself. For example, a friend may ask me to dish about my new job. I could also use a phrasal verb form and say my friend wants me to dish out all the interesting details. Now, to dish up something means to put food on a dish for someone to eat. However, it can also mean sharing personal details, our own and others. We can also dish out things like jokes or even insults. Some people like to tease or insult. They can dish out jokes and insults all day long. But sometimes these same people do not like it if you do the same to them. We have a saying for just such people. We say they can dish it out, but they can't take it. They are able and willing to share harsh thoughts, criticisms, or insults about others, but they do not think they themselves deserve such treatment. And that's Words and Their Stories. Until next time, I'm Anna Mateo.